Hello, today is January 31st, 2024, and 1/12 of the year is gone already. And today we have the Tower reversed. Number 16 of the Major Arcana is not a pretty card. As a matter of fact, it's downright terrifying. But today I'm feeling like we may have dodged a bullet. Oh my, a black sky is never a good thing. It's tornado weather, and this card in the upright could literally mean a tornado or any other natural disaster. Aries and Mars, the angriest planet in our sky and famously the planet of war, rules the card of shock and awe, unforeseen circumstances, and in legalese, acts of God. In the upright, a tall tower is being struck down suddenly and violently by a bolt of yellow lightning. Several little leaves of yellow, yods, an astrological pattern of planets that form what is called the finger of God, a long, thin, sharp triangle, rain from the sky. The grayish cloud shapes are not clouds at all, but smoke billowing from the damaged tower. We can see hot yellow, orange, and red flames blazing from the top of the tower and the windows. The oversized gold crown that topped the structure made it top-heavy and is now crashing to the ground, as are the two unfortunate inhabitants, generally interpreted as being a king and queen, quite comfortable in their high and mighty place, but they both look pretty terrified right now. Depending on the deck, or the version of the tower, they are falling to a dangerous, fatal rock formation below, or a tumultuous, violent, churning, dark, foaming ocean. It is said that if we don't adapt to change, the universe will force it upon us, something like that. This could very well mean that we're unprepared for or simply not acknowledging something that has to give. But like this wobbly tower, which is known to have been built on a shaky foundation in the first place, it won't stand for long. But there are positive interpretations of this card, who many see as a positive card, whether in the upright or reversed. There are things we can control. Let's say, for entertainment purposes only, in a health reading, your doctor tells you that if you don't stop smoking right now, you're heading for a heart attack. Or, if you don't control your drinking or sugar intake right now, you're heading for diabetes or some other potentially fatal health crisis. Even ignoring symptoms, ignoring cracks in a building, cause the whole thing to one day collapse altogether. So, we need to deal with any physical symptoms immediately. Who are these two people? Let's say one of them has spent all the couple's money, causing them both to fall into bankruptcy, which no doubt will cause a divorce. Both situations represented by the tower. Maybe something is coming to light, like a flash of lightning, and you yourself are suddenly enlightened and made aware of a situation that could have been a disaster should you had not been made aware. This is not a feel-good card, either in the upright or reverse. So sorry. We may have dodged a bullet this time, but there is a lesson to be learned here about building on a solid foundation. Yod is the 10th letter of the Hebrew alphabet, which I believe translates into something like little details. And we all know the devil is in the details.